Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. As the night settles in, temperatures are mild across the region. It's a warm evening in Tel Aviv, while Jerusalem enjoys a slightly cooler breeze. Meanwhile, Haifa experiences clear skies, perfect for a late-night stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, CBS reports that the United States and Israel have discussed a joint strike on Iran's energy infrastructure as early as this weekend. Also, earlier today, the IDF eliminated a Hamas terrorist, Abdel Rahim Kardi, in Gaza City. Also this hour, the U.S. and Israel are reportedly preparing for an attack on Iran, with details emerging from a recent cabinet meeting at Camp David. Separately, a Board of Peace official told I24N EWS that Israel's commitments to Gaza are dependent on Hamas disarmament and are reversible. And finally, a report from earlier today notes that the attack plan on Iran aligns with discussions from President Trump's cabinet meeting. Here's what people are saying online. I24N EWS English, an international news broadcaster, posted just minutes ago that Trump has ordered a new attack on Iran, potentially starting this weekend. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, highlighted breaking news from the Wall Street Journal about the same impending U.S. attack on Iran. Israel Hayom English, a news outlet, reported that the U.S. and Israel are preparing a joint strike on Iran, which could occur as soon as this weekend. Now for more on those stories, starting with the United States and Israel's discussions on a joint strike. CBS News reported that the planned operation could target Iran's energy infrastructure soon. This would mark one of the most significant military collaborations between the two nations in recent times. Such an operation could have profound implications for regional stability and diplomatic relations. Turning to Gaza, where earlier today the IDF targeted Abdel Rahim Kardi. Kardi was not only a senior figure in Hamas's military wing, but also served as a doctor at Shifa Hospital. The strike comes amidst ongoing tensions and military actions in the region. This elimination could impact the operational capabilities of Hamas. Meanwhile, the U.S. and Israel's potential attack plans on Iran were reportedly discussed at a cabinet meeting led by President Trump. Sources indicate that some advisors cautioned against the timing. The potential attack underscores the escalating tensions and could lead to broader geopolitical consequences. In related developments, a Board of Peace official told I24N EWS that Israel's commitments to Gaza are contingent on Hamas disarmament. These commitments are described as backloaded and reversible. The official stresses that without disarmament, changes in policy could occur, affecting the humanitarian and political landscape in Gaza. Turning to business and markets. First, Teva Pharmaceuticals has reported strong revenue growth, with branded drugs surpassing $1 billion. Despite a loss due to the Emalex acquisition, the company's outlook remains positive. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports on new coastal projects. As available plots dwindle, the allure of the sea continues to drive real estate developments along Israel's coast. And finally, Walla Business highlights a legal victory for Noga, allowing an offset of 75 million shekels from PSP. This decision could positively impact future electricity bills for consumers. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 2 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.